Hello? It's time to disrupt.
Welcome to another episode of Catalyst Podcast. I'm your host, Nike. And today we're going to dive into another thought-provoking concept. It's actually one of my favorite things to dive into in random conversations. So we will be exploring the subtle yet profound idea of being not nice, but kind. This is something that honestly I have adopted saying for the last 2.5 years of saying, like, I am not nice, but I am kind. And I think a lot of times when we hear the words nice and kind, we might initially think that they're synonymous, like that they are the same thing. And I've often had this conversation, especially like in the workplace, interesting enough. And every time I bring it up, people are like, what do you mean? Like, those are the same things. But to me, they're not the same things. And honestly, it comes down to semantics. At the end of the day, your vocabulary is your vocabulary. But I like to make clear distinctions between nice, being nice, and then being kind. And then those distinctions are really important for me when I'm learning about and doing the art of setting boundaries, creating a space where I feel safe, and overall showing up the way that I want to show up and the way that feels in the most alignment with myself. So for me, niceness often conveys a surface level politeness or like a desire to avoid conflict. So when sometimes, I feel like this comes up a lot when you're like thinking of like, oh, well, I just did that to be nice, right? Like, it's not necessarily out of the goodness of your own heart. It's because you're trying to be polite, or maybe you're trying to avoid conflict, or you're trying to be perceived in a certain way. And so it's kind of like when you're smiling, right? But you don't really mean it. Like, you're just smiling out of, oh, I want to seem approachable and nice and polite. Or it's when you're like nodding your head in agreement, but you're not like really listening. You're just doing it because you want the other person to perceive that you're a good listener. And so that's kind of my examples of niceness. You're just doing it to be polite. And I don't think being nice is bad necessarily, right? But I think it definitely is more like surface level. Kindness to me is deeper. It stems from like empathy and a genuine concern for someone's well-being. It's not always straightforward or comfortable or easy, but is authentic and it's rooted in compassion. So like, I like to think of like scenarios, right? And again, like thinking about like the workplace. Like, if I have a coworker who asks my opinion on like something that they're working on, a nice response might be to be really, really surface level with my feedback. I might say, wow, that really looks great. Even if there's like something that they could tweak or something that may be uncomfortable for me to say, but ultimately would be constructive, right? But if I want to be kind and I want to help out this coworker and I wanted them, like say they were going to present this to the staff and I want to make sure that they were presenting something that they felt really, really proud of. And like, if I saw a thing that they could change, even though it might be uncomfortable to tell them, the kind response would be offering constructive criticism and like specifically pointing out the areas for improvement, which in turn would ultimately help the project be better and help the person. And it might be challenging, right? Because a lot of times we don't want to give constructive criticism, especially if you're like, depending what role you're in, but like, it might be so much easier to say like, yeah, that looks great, versus like, wow, I could tell you really, really put a lot of hard work into this. By the way, did you know like this slide doesn't quite make sense? I think if you added this to this, it would make more sense. Like something along those lines. I don't know. My feedback probably needs some more consent. It could be harder because you might not know their reaction and you might not feel like you are giving them what they want. But ultimately, you might be giving them what they need. And so it's interesting, right? Like a lot of times, though, I think when we think about our interactions with people, it is the default is niceness. I feel like kindness kind of takes a back seat, which is why I have been trying to affirm my kindness over niceness in my own life. And I think a reason why we prioritize niceness is because niceness is just easier and it kind of allows us to maintain a facade and avoid conflict, even if it means sacrificing our authenticity and alignment with ourselves. So it's far easier to be nice, but also I think a lot of people can take advantage of niceness. Like they just perceive you to be nice and perceive you to usually take the route of avoiding conflict or wanting to be seen or perceived as nice and likable in a certain way. I think a lot of people can take advantage of that and manipulate situations because they know that that's what your niceness prioritizes. But when we prioritize kindness, we prioritize genuine connection and empathy, right? So you acknowledge that there might be discomfort when you are interacting with others and conflict, but those are also natural parts of growth and authentic relationships. Like every relationship that I have in my life today that is really deep, authentic, and like people that I couldn't imagine my life without, there has been some discomfort or conflict within it. That's just how you develop and deepen these relationships. And you know, I'm not talking about like outside, like there's a certain scope I'm talking about. I always feel like I have to put a disclaimer, but you kind of understand that one of the best things you can do for like authentic relationships and connections with other humans is to speak honestly and also openly, even when it may be comfortable and uncomfortable, with empathy. And so it doesn't mean that it's like wrong to be nice, right? Like I think it's always great to be polite and courteous and, you know, just like when you see a random person walking down the street and like gives you a little smile. Like sometimes that feels good, right? But when that niceness kind of becomes a barrier to like actual genuine connection and growth, or it becomes like again, you avoiding certain things because of discomfort, it's time to kind of reevaluate, okay, like what is how is this niceness serving me in this moment and others in my community? When the goal is niceness, a lot of times that can also hurt other people who are being genuine in the situation. Because again, we might be prioritizing a facade of politeness and being agreeable, and especially when it comes in situations where your voice is really, really important. And you taking a stand in action is really, really important. When you prioritize that niceness instead of like the empathy and doing the right thing, then that's one of the barriers that I'm talking about. Because kindness actually requires courage, right? It requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and to speak up when necessary and to challenge yourself, others, your community, and certain like thoughts and concepts that may be in the space, because it's show about showing up authentically, and showing up authentically isn't always easy. So when I say I'm being kind rather than nice, I'm really trying to prioritize the authenticity and also utilizing my voice and standing in my power. I am trying to understand that in moments of discomfort doesn't mean that I can't lean into my empathy and my honesty at the same time. And to default to just niceness, especially in the times that others in the space might be the most vulnerable, and my voice can help impact the space and creating a more inclusive, safe environment. Those are the times that I can't allow the default of niceness and how other people might perceive me to take precedence. So the next time that you really are thinking about being nice or being kind in the situation. I want you to think about how like being nice could be like that surface level, smoothing out the bumps, but being kind is going and diving into the root and nourishing the soul of the space. And just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not rewarding. So, yeah, I'm not nice. I'm kind. And that's something that I'm really trying to prioritize and also understand that niceness doesn't always get us where we think it will. Oftentimes, other people can use and abuse our niceness. And I am no longer wanting to be a pawn in this game of like social expectations and space norms that really don't prioritize the well-being of everyone in the space. And so I think one way to do that is like to disrupt our understanding of niceness and to embrace our humanness of kindness. So this was a cute short episode that I just kind of wanted to tap in and connect with y'all. And I would be really curious about your thoughts about being nice, being kind, and until next time, be the catalyst you never knew you needed. Bye.